As the current Broadway musical has become a special effects extravaganza for tourists, regional theater companies have been taking a look at older musicals, the familiar hoary classics of the Golden Age, trying to find ways to reconstruct them to reconnect with newer audiences. Thus, in 2004, a Scottish director named John Doyle reimagined Sondheim's Sweeney Todd as a show in which all the actors, including star Patti LuPone, doubled as both performers and musicians. Other directors have done likewise since, creating an intimacy and bond between actors and performers, and at the same time reinvigorating the form. And it's that intimacy and bond and reinvigoration that drives San Francisco's custom-made theater's successful production of the old 60s musical about Don Quixote, Man of La Mancha, directed by Brian Katz, which runs through February 17th. The framing device is an Inquisition prison. The author Cervantes and his manservant have been sent there to await trial, and it is in the prison that they will face a different trial by the other prisoners. Cervantes' defense is his book, the story of a country squire gone mad, thinking he is a great knight fighting dragons for the honor of his lady. Playing the mad knight himself, Cervantes then enlists other prisoners to play various roles in his scenario. Since the action is in a prison, only the merest props are needed to give the effect of an inn, a wide plain, or a courtyard, and since the score relies mostly on guitars and percussion, in a small theater there's no need for much accompaniment nor amplification, and this Man of La Mancha is sung without mics. In such an intimate setting, the fourth wall itself doesn't exist. The audience doubles as the prison jury. This production is aided by an affecting and spirited performance by Edward Hightower as Cervantes Quixote and by Rachel Richman as Aldonza, his Lady Dulcinea. They carry the vocal load, which is necessary because some of the other voices are wobbly in their solos, though the choral work when it happens is first rate. In its original incarnation and in the many revivals, including the film with Peter O'Toole and Sophia Loren, the framing of the Inquisition serves simply as a nice counterpoint to the often silly story of Don Quixote. Today, with the threat of authoritarian rule coming from many of the world's capitals, including our own, it's taken on a deeper meaning, and Cervantes' use of art to counter the monolithic, soul-deadening rule of the Inquisition begins to mirror our own use of the arts to counter forces coming out of Washington and elsewhere. It lends an unexpected resonance to a very entertaining production. Man of La Mancha by Dale Wasserman, with music and lyrics by Mitch Lay and Joe Darien, directed by Brian Katz, plays at Custom Made Theater in San Francisco through February 17th. For more information, you can go to custommade.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.